Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission at CRI is not only to equip you with sound biblical teaching and spiritual discernment, but to help you become a winsome and fruitful witness of Jesus Christ. Because the credibility of our faith hinges on the answers we provide to life's biggest questions, there's often not a second chance to get those answers right. To learn more or to find resources to help you grow in grace, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's always great to be in the studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada, indeed around the world. Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Our contact information on the web is always equip.org via the mailbox 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And do remember our resource consultants, as always, they are standing by faithfully at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Already a lot of you hanging on. We'll go right to our phone callers. First up is Matt. He's listening in Baltimore, Maryland, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Hank. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I'm very thankful for you and the Christian Research Institute. Your resources have been such a blessing to me in my journey to grow in the body of Christ. And last month, I became a monthly partner, and I'm excited to begin reading my personalized copy of Has God Spoken? So God bless you, sir.
Wow. Thank you, Matt.
So I actually just finished reading The Apocalypse Code, which I enjoy very much. And I just want to make sure that I'm correct in saying that Christ could truly return at any time. There are no prophecies that need to be fulfilled before Christ returns to establish his reign as a King of Kings on a new heaven and new earth.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's nothing that needs to happen. What we have to look at is the fact that God told us what he told us long ago. He told us things before they happened. He announced them before they happened. And he did that in his own words so that we could not say, my idols did them, my wooden image, my metal god ordained them. Whereas Jesus said, I have told you now before it happens so that when it does happen, you will believe. So the point of prophecy is to establish the Bible as being authoritative. This is the infallible repository of redemptive revelation. You can trust it, and in great part because its prophecies have come true precisely as they were told ahead of time. So what do we have to look forward to in the future? Well, what we have to look forward to is the problem of sin and Satan fully and finally resolved. The resurrection, which is to say the souls of those who have gone on before returning to their bodies, and those who are still alive transformed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And then we will live forever in a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. In other words, the whole mosaic is now complete. Paradise lost has become paradise restored. The tree of life that we lost access to now stands in the New Jerusalem. So the idea is clear that paradise is once again a living reality with our Lord, the very center of our life.
Amen. I truly hope that that happens soon.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Have a blessed evening.
You got it, Matt. And you know, mixed feelings about I hope that happens soon, and I'll tell you why. Certainly, I long for the Lord's return, for the restoration of all things. But in some sense, we can see the multitudes who are as yet in the kingdom of darkness. What a great commission we ought to be consumed with to bring them into the kingdom of light. So in that sense, I say, Lord, come quickly, but Lord, there's so much that remains to be done, for many of us have been faithless as opposed to faithful in being ambassadors for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Back to the phone lines, we'll talk to Carl, Greensboro, North Carolina. Hi, Carl.
How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I was wondering, have you read the book When a Jewel Rules the World by Joel Richardson?
I haven't read the book, but I'm somewhat familiar with it.
Yes, sir. Anyway, he said that if you believe all the promises were filled in the church, he believes you're a replacement theologian and that the church has replaced Israel. But I just thought it was kind of a fulfillment of what God was talking about with Israel. Don't you?
Well, look, I mean, he intends the moniker replacement theologian to be an insult. In reality, it is inaccurate, and it's highly ironic. This moniker is inaccurate because those who are labeled replacement theologians neither believe that the church has replaced Israel nor the other way around. Instead, they hold that all who are clothed in Christ constitute one congruent, chosen, covenant community connected by the cross. And that's precisely what you read in Galatians 3. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ. If you belong to Christ, says Paul, then you're Abraham's seed and you are an heir according to the promise. It's not a matter of race. It's a matter of relationship. And then when I say it's highly ironic, in other words, the term replacement, I say that because the very people who wield the term as an insult themselves believe the mistaken notion that Israel will soon replace a raptured church during seven horrific years of tribulation. And again, it's ironic because those who suffer their rebuke are repulsed by that very rhetoric of replacement. And also ironic is the fact that those who are now claiming that replacement theologians are guilty of spreading the message of anti-Semitism are themselves in process of herding Jews into the Holy Land, firmly believing that these Jews will soon be slaughtered in a bloodbath that exceeds even that of Hitler's Holocaust. So again, it's an insult. It's intended to be an insult, but it's inaccurate and highly ironic as well. So, you know, when people write these kinds of books or wield these kinds of insults, I think what you want to do is simply respond with meekness, reverence, respect. Sometimes a soft answer turns away wrath.
One thing he says in the book, you know, like I tend to think that the land promises were kind of fulfilled in Jesus, and where I'm thinking, instead of getting a Ford that you're promised, you got a Mercedes Benz, but he says that wouldn't be right because you didn't get the Ford like you were promised. In other words, talking about the land.
And I think that is absolutely incorrect. I mean, if you read the Bible carefully and you read the Bible systematically, you see that over and over again what the Word of God says is that all the promises that God made to Abraham have been fulfilled. Not one of them has failed. And as you allude to in the prologue to your question, the ultimate fulfillment of the land is the Lord. And the Lord then was very, very clear about what we ought to do. We ought to leave Jerusalem, go to Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth with the gospel. For Jesus was never a parochial Jewish Messiah. Rather, Jesus Christ was heir to the Gentiles as well, so that the gospel may go out to the far reaches of the earth. So the notion that the promises that God made were not fulfilled, simply incorrect. All one has to do is read through Joshua, and you will hear Joshua saying over and over again that those promises were fulfilled. And I've written about that in my book, The Apocalypse Code. If you want the details, it is laid out sequentially again in that book. We'll be right back with more answers.
The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. Don't tune out. Hank Hanegraaff will be back with more right after this.
In City of God, Augustine contends that there is no absurdity or incongruity in asserting a fellowship between men and angels. Augustine doesn't argue for merely the existence of angels, but that angels interact with and influence our daily lives. Many today dismiss the reality and influence of angels, but throughout history, Christians have believed that angels assist us on our journey to God. And the book, Lifted by Angels, by Joel J. Miller, helps modern readers glimpse angels as the early Christians did. Lifted by Angels will awaken you to the presence and power of angels as the heavenly guides and guardians of our lives. To receive your copy of Lifted by Angels, the presence and power of our heavenly guides and guardians, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for both Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live each day, or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, make a donation to CRI, and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need to questions about Christianity, cults, and issues of theological and apologetic concern right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org/app and download the Equip app for your phone or tablet today. Again, that's equip.org/app. A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. Let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We'll go right back to our phone calls. Next up is Chris listening in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well.
Thank you for your ministry.
You got it. It's my privilege.
So my wife and I are both Episcopal, and we understand that our group of bishops have decided to allow gay marriage in the church. We do not agree with that and want to leave the church, but we're absolutely torn.
Yeah, I mean, it is a rending situation. It is a tearing situation. It is going to uproot and create huge rifts within churches and denominations. But I think ultimately you have to be true to the principles of Scripture. But not only that, consistent with sociological metrics and norms which are established in civil societies. At its base, fathers are going to challenge children in developmentally vital ways that mothers will not, and mothers will provide care and nurture in ways that fathers cannot. So gender-differentiated parenting is very, very important for children. That's plain old sociology. And to capitulate to something that hurts children and families in the process is not good for civilization, nor is it even kind. So the fact that churches want to go in that direction, I think, hurts the most vulnerable among us.
I agree.
Yeah, so it's a difficult situation. It's heartrending. But, you know, we cannot yield our consciences to the subtle lure of political correctness, whether found in Congress, whether found in the courts, whether found in the church, whether found anywhere in civilization. The temptation to yield to cultural norms is going to continue to be a press upon us with increasing ferocity. And I say that advisedly. It's not pressed, it's oppressed upon us. Yet to yield is to abandon the very call God has placed upon our collective lives as the body of Christ. And as I said before, it's not a trifling matter. This is a matter of natural law. And to deny natural law is to strike a mortal blow to the foundation of free and civil society. Indeed, a blow to civilization. And so again, I don't think that we can capitulate to this free fall of the culture. I mean, you think how long it took for many in the church to go along with same-sex sexuality. And now there is a precipitous plunge taking place far more rapidly. In fact, the vast rapidity is breathtaking. Now we're hearing doctors say that we cannot say it's a boy, it's a girl, because that just would not be right. We don't know. Why? Because biology is not determinative. What determines your gender is your feeling. So we don't know if it's a boy or a girl until that boy or girl gets to be 6 or 7 years age and then says, you know, I feel like a boy, I feel like a girl trapped in a boy's body or vice versa. And then they're submitted to all kinds of cruel experimentation by which their gender is supposedly changed. And then when they get 18 or 19 years of age, they think, wow, how could I have thought that when I was 6 or 7? The subjective feeling should never be the basis for gender. Biology is the basis for gender. Again, Pandora's box is open, and what comes out of it is frightening to say the least. So what should we do as Christians? Recognize that God has spoken. Make sure we have the right attitude. because we can certainly say all the right things in the wrong ways. We can either be too aggressive or too meek. And when conviction or compassion is being compromised, revision is most certainly in order. But we must not yield. And unfortunately, when church bodies yield, I think you probably need to look for a healthy, well-balanced church that can become salt and light as opposed to hurtful to the very people that we are called to help.
That's a great answer, Hank. I really do appreciate it.
Well, you got it. It's not popular, but it's necessary.
Christ's peace to you, sir.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate your call. And back to the phone lines, another Chris. He's in Georgia listening on Sirius XM. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Hank. How are you doing? I should just want to let you know I appreciate your ministry and what you do for the body of Christ.
Thanks, Chris.
A month ago, I was recently diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer.
Hmm.
And my question is, I've been a believer most of my life, but have not lived probably as close to God in the past number of years with different personal things happening and financial hardships, and I haven't been drawn to following Christ like I should. My question is, does he sometimes use these type of sicknesses to bring a believer back to him wholeheartedly? And I've also been struggling with habitual sin, and I'm just wondering if God uses this, and could he restore me to his graces, and is it too late for me to come back to him? Because I've come closer to him. I'm drawing close to him. I just need prayer and help in this area.
Sure, Chris. Yes, the Lord is not forsaking you with your stage 4 cancer. You are drawing near to the Lord, and what's beautiful is the Lord draws near to you. We're all sinners. We're all imperfect. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. And now what you need to do is to continue drawing near to the Lord and do this by devoting yourself to prayer, immersing yourself in the Word of God, making certain that you receive the graces that God can impart to your soul as you live out the remainder of your life. We're all terminal. It's just a matter of how long. You might outlive me. We simply don't know. But at this point, you simply say to the Lord, as you so candidly said, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And remember the many times in which people said that to the Lord Jesus Christ in Scripture, and some of them in very, very far off fashion in terms of spirituality. And the Lord never rejected them. He embraced them and carried them into the kingdom as he would carry a lamb. And I'm certain that this is the Lord's predisposition towards you, Chris, a heart that yearns after him, he will not despise. Let me pray for you. Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for this divine appointment, not only for me personally, but for the listening audience to pray along with Chris. Oh, Lord Jesus, restore to Chris the joy of his salvation. Grant a willing spirit to sustain him. Oh, Lord Jesus, would you be a well of living water springing up from within Chris's being? Lord, give him the assurance that you have not left him, but as he is drawing near to you, you are drawing near to him. And Lord, from a practical perspective, I pray, Lord, that you would surround Chris with those who would build him up in the faith once for all delivered to the saints. Lord, give him the peace that passes all understanding and give him a keen awareness of what awaits us all. A time in which there be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things is passed away. Behold, I make all things new. O Lord Jesus, may you become more real to Chris than the very flesh upon his bones. I pray this not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, in the name of Jesus, through the power of the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Chris, if you can even hang on, perhaps we can find a community of faith or help you in some tangible way. We'd be delighted to do whatever we could.
Thank you, Hank. I appreciate it, and that really makes a lot. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Just one more indication that life is but a vapor here today, gone tomorrow. One of the beauties of this kind of a broadcast is when we pray for someone, I know from experience that many others will begin praying for Chris and vicariously for a lot of others who are in a similar situation. O Lord Jesus, Son of living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. The cry that emanates from the pages of Scripture is a cry that emanates from our lips as well. So long for now.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To listen to the broadcast on the internet, visit equip.org, where you'll also find a wealth of information and resources to equip you. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
In City of God, Augustine contends that there is no absurdity or incongruity in asserting a fellowship between men and angels. Augustine doesn't argue for merely the existence of angels, but that angels interact with and influence our daily lives. Many today dismiss the reality and influence of angels, but throughout history, Christians have believed that angels assist us on our journey to God, and the book, Lifted by Angels, by Joel J. Miller, helps modern readers glimpse angels as the early Christians did. Lifted by Angels will awaken you to the presence and power of angels as the heavenly guides and guardians of our lives. To receive your copy of Lifted by Angels, the presence and power of our heavenly guides and guardians, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org.